Hi, I'm TC Ellis, and you are listening to This Grandma's Life podcast. And yeah, I'm still working with the eyeglass thing. I guess I'm just going to have to make an appointment and get some new glasses anyway. And I haven't figured out what to do about the light. I ordered this light that you can see behind me, but it's too short. I can't get it. I don't know. But that's kind of the way life has been going for me lately anyway. So it's just par for the course, I guess. This is February 9th, 2023, and this is also episode 18, When You Need Technical Help. Yep, when you need technical help. Obviously, I need lots of technical help in so many areas. Well, let's start out with some farm happenings. We've gotten, just in the last 2 days, nearly 2 inches of rain. And man, it's muddy, and I don't mind the mud so much, but you know, sometimes I have to go someplace after being in the mud, and I try to do chores in clothes that I can take off and change into something else, and I do that, but every once in a while I forget or whatever. No, that's not true either. The mud was so deep in the pig pen, it hasn't been that long since we moved them, but I had to get in there to feed them, and the mud was up to my ankles. I had mud boots and stuff, but I hadn't rolled my cuffs up of my pants that far. And now, man, the bottom 5 inches of my pants were pretty muddy. And I did throw a big old bale of straw down for them, because I'm literally, it's so muddy. And so I threw some straw down for them. And they spent, like yesterday, it rained all day. And they just spent the whole day just inside their little pig hut, laying on their straw and trying to stay dry. So I'm glad I got the straw. We'll move them here. Today's Thursday. I'm going to move them in on Saturday and give them some more fresh grass to chew up and get out of the mud and stuff too. I did move my breast birds out of the brooder. They were way overdue for that. But I still haven't done the not only the repairs to the chicken tractor that I wanted to do, because it has been raining, during that cold spell, the really cold spell where it was staying below freezing for a while, I didn't want to put them out in the chicken tractor, because it's just not, it's not enclosed enough to put young birds in. They're fully feathered and stuff. I just didn't feel right. I mean, they've got a whole big roof, but it's open basically in the front and the back with just some screening. And so I left them in the brooder for a little bit longer, but I am going to have to get out there and do some repairs. I'm going to do a modification too, because you know, these chicken tractors, they're not equipped. Well, we didn't put any sort of roost on them, and these guys are going to need a roost. And so a lot of my birds, you know, even the turkeys, I guess, if I can find something strong enough, they can be roosting and, be more comfortable, get them off the ground and stuff. So I got to work on that. Hopefully I can do that this weekend. But at the same time, this weekend, I want to work on that bathroom floor. We come so far and we had to quit. And oh, that's so frustrating. I really, really, really want to get this bathroom done so I can get on with the rest of my life and do some other things. But I did get the breasts moved outside. At first couple of days, they were pretty freaked out, because they had been either in a small brooder when I first got them, and then to a bigger brooder, you know, a brooder shed, and now all of a sudden I'm putting them in a enclosure that's not that enclosed. I mean, they were safe and predators can't get to them, but I'm sure they felt wide open, but they were skittish for the first couple of days, but they're doing pretty good now, and so I'm glad for that. But I did get them moved, and I was glad for that. It has been raining. Last night we had a band of snow come through, but it was basically just above freezing. It was just a small band. I think Oklahoma City and that surrounding area got some frozen mix and stuff. This morning, while I was doing chores, it was raining, misty and raining and stuff, but I guess the temperature dropped during the time I was doing chores, and things became icy during that period, but then it went right back above freezing, and just everything turned back to water and mud again. So, and I think we're supposed to have, now the actual rain has stopped. It got sunny today, which I'm grateful for. I don't mind the rain. I don't mind cloudy days, but too many days in a row of cloudy days, and my pigs figure out that there's not a charge on the solar charger, and they have a tendency to get out. So we had a good sunny day today, and I'm grateful that I guess we're going to have some rain, or some snow come through tonight. But even if it sticks overnight, it's not going to stay because it's the high tomorrow's 40. Yep. Welcome to Oklahoma. And so, yeah, it's a muddy mess out there, but we need the rain. We've needed it. You know, I believe this for the year 2022, because I'm a nerd. I keep track of all that stuff. And I believe we were good full 10 inches below normal for, I think we usually get about 44 inches of rain a year, 44, 48, I don't remember. And I think we ended up with about 34 inches at our place. And so even though we've got some rain during the last month or two where we didn't at all for a couple of months, well, it's getting where it's still not enough to catch up. So we're, according to the drought monitor, we're still in, I think it's extreme drought here where I'm located in Northeast Oklahoma. So I'm glad for the rain, and I'm glad that it's going to dry out and stuff too. Let's see, my three things, and you guys know that my three things, Nicole Sauce of Living Free in Tennessee does the my three things, and she's, you start out by you find three things that you want to do. There's a whole big process. In fact, if you go to Living Free in Tennessee and podcast, she's actually done a series recently that explains how you even come up with the my three things, you know, my three things that you want for your life, my three things, you know, philosophically, all the other stuff. You know, she takes you the whole three, all through all of the process of how to determine what your three things are for the day. So once you do the big picture work and figuring out what you want to be in your life, it helps you figure out what you want to get done each day to get you toward what you want for your life. Okay. So my three things today. Well, today I worked in the kitchen, and we worked for our area, a large funeral. Brother Eddie passed away last Sunday. That was a trip. I'll probably tell you about that here in a few minutes too. Right. I'm making a note of that because that was interesting. So we had a funeral for Brother Eddie today. He's a very beloved member of our church. He actually even donated the land of where our church is located. And he and the pastor were very, very close. But Eddie has been sick for a while, and he finally passed on Sunday. So the funeral was today. But this is a small town. This is a small area, and almost everybody's kin to each other here, except for me. I'm not kin to anybody around here because I'm a transplant. But a lot of people are kin to each other, and I think they were expected 150 people to show up to the funeral, which for our town is a lot. And so they had gone to they did the service there at the church, and then they went to the graveside, and then a lot of people came back for the meal. And so our fellowship hall was pretty full of people eating, and that was pretty good. So that was about 5 hours of my day. I enjoy that work. I know I can't stand on concrete all the time. I'm like, my feet and ankles and knees are aching tonight, but working with these people, doing the work in the kitchen, being helpful and just basically serving, it just fills my heart. I won't lie. It almost feels selfish because I know I'm helping others, but I get so much out of it. And it feels selfish, you know, to enjoy it that much, but I'm grateful for that anyway. So, excuse me. So I worked, the first one was to work in the funeral. The second one was menu and groceries for the week. Once I got home, I got my menu set up for the next 2 weeks, and then I buy groceries for the next week. I've got a lot of meat in the refrigerator and stuff, so I don't have to buy that much, thank God. But, you know, all the other things, oh, man, teenage daughters, all I need, some concealer, and I need another conditioner, and, oh, let's try this body wash. Yeah. I still have even as much food as I've got in my freezer. We spend some money on other stuff too. So that's what I did. I got the menu set for the next 2 weeks, and I got the groceries order. And I will pick them up tomorrow after I go to the gym in the morning. The third thing of my three things was going to a homesteading group meeting tonight. I did not go. I wanted to go. There are several reasons I wanted to go. I'm enjoying meeting up some local ladies who do homesteading, because I have to admit, I've been out here basically by myself for almost 10 years now and have not met other people. So I was going to go tonight. I was specifically wanting to talk to some people about some feed, you know, what their sources for feed are. Can they get access to non-GMO feed? Do they have access to organic feed? And is it the really outrageous stuff that they sell? I mean, that kind of feed is expensive anyway. Can you buy stuff like that more in bulk and it'll still be expensive, but not, you know, $30 a 50-pound bag? You know, that's what I was trying. I was wanting to go to do that, but I was tired from working at the church today, and I'm way overdue for a podcast. So I thought, all right, let's stay home. Let's be productive. Let's put another podcast out, and I'll connect with them another time. So I did not do of the my three things. I got the work in the kitchen done at the church. I got the menu for the week, but I did not go to the homestead group meeting. So I'll do it another time. Now, my quote of the day. And you guys got to know, I've got a whole folder just flat full of quotes. And it's kind of cool, because as I'm going through and I'm looking for quotes for what to do for each podcast, I don't have to go very deep before I can find something. It's like, oh yeah, that'll fit what I want to talk about tonight. So that's kind of cool. So the quote of the day is, the man who acquires the ability to take full possession of his own mind may take possession of everything else in which he is justly entitled. Andrew Carnegie. And I'll repeat it here in a minute, but I want to kind of talk about it a little bit too. You know, if you acquire the ability to take full possession of your mind, and I've been having struggle with that. I will tell you why in a moment. I've been having a little bit of trouble with some depression, some just absolute sadness and discouragement and stuff for the last few days. And so this fit my frame of mind to help me to keep things in perspective, regardless what's going on. So I'm going to say it again. The man who acquires the ability to take full possession of his own mind may take possession of everything else which he is justly entitled. Andrew Carnegie. Okay. This is a new thing. Like I said, I'm probably not going to do it every time, but I had another scripture kind of hit me this morning when I was doing my devotion. And this is, let's see, Leviticus 19, 15. And then also 18. Okay, let's do Leviticus 19, 18 first. This was a whole passage it did, but these are two of the passages that I had. The first one is one that we usually, if you think about it, when you do a devotion, you get a set of scriptures, and the one scripture is what a lot of authors like to focus on to do their little devotion part four. So it says, do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. So as you can well imagine, that would be the focus of a lot of people who had read this passage. And so I get that. I see that. But every once in a while, somewhere else in that same passage, something jumps out at me. And this one was verse 15, you know, just a few verses before. And it says, do not pervert justice. Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbor fairly. And what struck me about this particular one is, okay, even in the New Testament, they tell you that don't show favoritism to the rich. You know, I can't remember what passage, which Bible verse it is, but it's talking about the poor people sitting at the feet on the floor and the rich person gets the seat of honor. But this is saying, do not pervert justice. Do not show partiality to the poor or favoritism to the great, but judge your neighbor fairly. And reason this kind of struck me is we have gotten to almost the poor and I don't know, somebody who, I don't know, the LGBTQ, all that stuff, we're supposed to treat them better than what we treat ourselves and our own family. You know, we're supposed to honor whatever pronoun they want to be called, regardless of what the facts are and stuff. And, you know, to me, that's a perversion of justice. It's a perversion, a whole lot of perversions. But, and it's saying for us to show partiality to them. We're supposed to show partiality just for somebody. Whatever the reason is, we're supposed to show partiality to them because that's, they feel like they are entitled to it. But this is telling me, do not do it to the poor, or favoritism to the great. And if you think about that too, how many people do we show favoritism, not even just in the political scene, but some of the actors and stuff. If you think about a lot of people who are in the entertainment industry, and they take a stand in one form or another, and because people watch them and know them, they feel that's their platform to get their word out. Well, you know, I don't have much of a following or anything either. And I guess I could still say that I'm trying to do the same thing. I'm trying to talk to you and help you learn to think. And you know, like on that one I have for the bullshit meter, you know. So my takeaway on this one, the Bible tells us, let's not show partiality to anybody for any reason, because he is God and we are supposed to be fair to everyone. That was my takeaway on that one. So, like I said, I probably won't do this every time, but every once in a while, scripture jumps out at me and I feel like I want to talk about it a little bit. Okay, what's on my mind? Oh, okay. So I listened to Brian Alexovich, and he does the LOTS Project, LOTS. It's Living Outside the System is what that's for. It's an acronym for that. Well, kind of one of the new things he's doing now is I can't remember that it's called Pod Master or Pod something, where he's actually with part of a subscription. And if you want to be interviewed, you can pay a certain amount a month and you put your profile up and what do you want to talk about and stuff like that. So people who do podcasts, they can go on there and say, oh, I want to interview that person for my particular podcast. So that's what he's been doing lately. And if you want to be like on his end, it's a much lower price. I mean, none of them are bad, don't get me wrong, but for one price, you can be the person that goes through and chooses who you would like to interview. And or you can pay the bigger price and you can set up your profile and be called upon to give podcast interviews. So it's a pretty good situation. I guess I will find out what it is again, and I will put it in the show notes below so that you can check it out if you any of you who are podcasters. So he interviewed a young man on there, and I actually liked him pretty good, and I discovered that he and another guy do Next Level University, and these guys they talk about basically self-improvement, but I like their philosophy. Number one, they don't say a lot of bad cuss words. You know, it seems like everybody who wants to be, you know, the F word comes out of their mouth all the time. And I have to admit, I'm tired of hearing the F word all the time, because you think you can say that I'm supposed to believe that you're being adamant about what you're saying. And I just don't. I think that you can't figure out a better way to communicate how passionate you are about something. I mean, don't get me wrong, I say bad words sometimes too, but if you are using bad language to convey how passionate you are, then you were not reaching the audience that you should be reaching, because it makes you sound less intelligent. It makes you sound passionate without the knowledge. I don't know. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. But these guys at Next Level University have been pretty good. And I've listened to a few podcasts lately, and I'm probably going to continue to listen to it. But I was listening to a podcast earlier today, and I wanted to find it. Oh, he was talking about one of them. Well, they were both were talking about when you're setting goals and stuff. Okay. So like, if you want to lose, somebody wants to lose 50 pounds in a year, that's what I would like to lose, 50 pounds. And they always tell you, okay, set a goal and set a time limit for when you're going to do it. You go, yeah, but why? That sounds terrible. Some reason, sometimes you need a why. And he was talking about like people who want to lose 10 pounds, like let's do 10 pounds in 10 weeks and stuff like that. Well, why do you want to lose 10 pounds in 10 weeks? Well, I have a wedding to go to, or I have a class reunion I'm going to, or something like that. That gives you the actual why. And because that why has a date, has a time limit on it, that gives you more incentive to do it. Not just for yourself. See, that's part of it too. See, I want to lose weight for myself. So, it makes sense to me. Yeah, but I haven't achieved a weight goal probably ever in my life. I think I did a 5-pound weight goal one time years and years ago. I don't remember. But I can want to lose the 10 pounds or the 50 pounds or whatever it is all the time. And I do, but I need to come up with a reason why and when. I can say I want to lose 50 pounds in the year 2023. Great. You know, probably in November, I'm going to start thinking about that again. But if I have a specific reason, like, we're going to go, let's say I'm going to go to Galveston this summer or whatever. I want to go to the beach. I want to at least I don't want to be the fat grandma at the beach. I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to work on that some more for myself personally, but I liked what struck me was that he said, and part of it is too, is when you say something like on the 10 pounds in 10 weeks things, they are doing an accountability thing, like kind of like the my three things. They say, I'm going to lose 10 pounds in 10 weeks. And I have told this many people, and because of this accountability, I don't want to look bad to my friends whom I've already told this to. So therefore I'm more motivated to lose that weight, whatever the goal is. I'm using the weight loss goal because that was the example that they used, that somebody had either a wedding or something for a reason to do that. And that struck a chord with me to make it, to have that specific reason and a specific time that fits your situation so that you'd be more motivated to go for that goal. So I thought that was a pretty cool, pretty cool thing. And that's kind of struck me today. So, that was what I was took away from that. My main subject of the day, I was talking about being despondent, and I'm still, I don't know what is going on. I get on here and I've got half of my life on Word documents and Word and Excel. I do Excel spreadsheets and stuff. And I know some of you are going to say, well, go to Google Docs. Well, you know what? I'm 60 years old. I know how to use Word. I know how to use Excel. I know how to use PowerPoint. You know, I don't want to learn that new. I'm already learning all kinds of new stuff anyway. But when I get into my computer and all my documents are completely gone, it's bringing up stuff that I did like 4 or 5 years ago, but nothing I've done the last 2 or 3 years. And so it's like, and I have spent literally 2 days trying to figure it out. Did I log out of something? You know, what have I done? And it was kind of interesting because for that one day that I was so despondent because I was trying to figure it out. So then I was going, okay, let's go to, you know, do you need help, you know, for technical support and stuff. So you go to the technical support thing and all it does is give you articles to read, which has nothing to do with what it is that you're trying to take care of. And oh, I was so frustrated. It was just, and then at the bottom, it always says, did this article help? No, it didn't. You know, so you try a different route and you go, well, did this article help? No, you know. So after about 45 minutes of trying to do that, I was done for that point. I had to walk away, and I really was. I was just flat, despondent, depressed for the rest of the day because years of work has disappeared. Well, oddly enough, the next day, well, I didn't get much sleep that night. I'm sitting there going, what have I done? What did I do? You know, so I went through and I said, okay, the next day I went through all my password list and see if I can find something. And I did. And got in there and I believe I found my documents. It seemed like those looked like that, but I didn't open them. I didn't check them. I just moved on. I said, okay, finally, they're there. Well, today, guess what? I can't find them again. So I don't know. I don't mind starting over on some things that I use regularly on a daily basis. You know, I use for, I take notes and print them out for this podcast. I do, I have a menu, the one I tell you about, that's on a computer. There's, you know, I do a prayer list that I put together every Sunday and update it every Sunday. And I email it to people and make copies for people in the church and stuff. So some documents and some things I use frequently and others I do not. And we're talking about some partial books I've written, several short stories I've written, skits. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff I've written. I can't get to it and I don't know why. So it's been difficult, but yeah, I really, if at one point I'd like just somebody like at Microsoft to say, oh, even if it's, you know, the tech support where you can type it in and somebody is on the other end typing back going, oh, you idiot, this is what you should do. You know, I couldn't even get that. All they had was articles to read and none of them fit my situation. So yeah, I need technical support and I couldn't get it. And I'm not smart enough to figure it out for myself. So it's been frustrating. It's been a journey that I did not want to go on. And like I said, I always say, you know me, I'm going to keep at it. I'm going to keep on trying. It's just sometimes I really get so, so depressed and so upset because I'm already pushing myself in so many ways. You know, I just uploaded, I've told you here recently that I finally figured out how to do audio only. And I was really proud that I have gotten some podcast out on the audio only, you know, like on iTunes and Stitcher and all those other things. So I was really proud of that. Well, the one I uploaded for the audio was done at Christmas time. And, you know, part of me goes, well, should I do it? Yes, I'm going to do them all. I'm going to do them in order. And, oh, that's been a mess too, because some of those recordings I haven't been able to find. I find them eventually and I'm getting them done. So that's why part of the reason it takes me so long to get things done, because it takes me a while to figure out what the heck to do it. And, you know, I get there, but, you know, anybody younger than me, anybody who has half a brain in the head figures the stuff out pretty easily. And I just do not. I do not figure it out easily. The only reason I'm able to do this at all is because I have to walk away sometimes, but I don't give up. So, yeah. I'll get back at it tomorrow. I'll try again. As soon as I need something again, I guess I'll try that again. Oh yeah. And even I don't think it's my computer. It could be. I don't know. It could be because I have a video editing program and all my videos that I had edited on this program, they were gone. And I tried to delete everything as I'm done with them, but I had a couple of videos that I haven't finished. And so they're gone. I don't know. So I don't know what's going on. It's a little bit frustrating. So, but I'll figure it out. My story of the day. Well, there's actually kind of a series of stories with this. Brother Eddie, who passed, we knew he was going to go pretty soon, but he was definitely, he was going to turn 80 here in a few months. And the words "praise God" came out of his mouth almost constantly. He had ended up with Parkinson's disease toward the end of his life, but even then, with just shaking all over and stuff, he was still praise God, praise God. He wrote lots of poems. I've got a book of his poems and stuff. So, but yeah, that's one of the things that he always said was praise God. Well, I didn't know that some of us just didn't know that he was that close to death. Well, when we knew he was getting there, that he was on morphine, because I guess he had cancer and it had returned. And so we knew he was on morphine. But Sunday morning, my friend and I, well, there were three of us up on the stage. If you ever want to see that, we are Friendly Foil Baptist Church, and they run it on live stream on Facebook. So if you want to see Crazy Old Grandma singing up on stage, I'm up on stage every Sunday doing the praise and worship. I digress. So we're up there singing praise and worship, and there was one lady that was up front and she was crying, but I don't think she was crying there was something between her and God going on. Okay, that's fine, you know. But then somebody ran up and whispered something to Brother Mike. And he whispered something to his grandson, who starts crying. And then he goes back to the back and he starts, before long, a lot of people were crying. And, you know, one of the things I pray a lot, because I'm dealing with Baptists. I love these people. Love them dearly. I'm not exactly sure why God put somebody who, like me, who is so animated and so strong-willed and stuff, he put me in this church where everybody is so stoic. They are so calm and they smile and they love you. They genuinely love you. That's the reason I love these people. But I'm trying to get them riled up, you know. Come on, this is evil. We've got to get again. We got to do something again. Says, oh no, we'll just pray about it. So, which makes me a little bit crazy. But so when I pray, sometimes I feel like I pray for the Holy Spirit to come rushing through there and just filling everybody with the Holy Spirit. So when everybody starts crying, about so many people starts crying, I mean, like one man was boo-hooing. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what's going on? And I'm thinking, is this the Holy Spirit thing? I'm going, no, I don't think this is the Holy Spirit. But something was going on. And I think I finally figured out what the deal was. I figured out, oh, it must be Brother Eddie had passed. And by the specific people who had gotten upset, I was able to piece that together. And so, but it was hard to sing because, you know, you gotta have relaxed vocal cords, relaxed, you know, you just gotta be relaxed to be able to do it. And my throat was tight. I really struggled. I was struggling to sing as I could see so many people crying. And you're wanting to cry yourself, and you can't cry. I can't cry and sing at the same time. So I have to admit, I was really kind of glad when the whole thing was over, because it was very difficult to sing, watching everybody being upset. And I honestly wasn't sure that's what the deal was, but then it ended up being that. But it, one way or another, there was a lot of love and grieving being poured out during that. And we're trying to sing through it like nothing's going on. So that was my story of the day. Oh, no, there's more to it. So the praise God thing, we were getting ready for the funeral and stuff. Then Tom called me. You know, I don't know if anybody y'all know this, but I do the marquee for the church quite a bit too. If we have something come up with Helping Hands or something happen, and I'm the one that gets to climb out there, and I like doing it. It's not where I have to look up real far and get on ladders or anything. I can just stand up and I can change the letters out. So I do the marquee there. And Tom called me and he says, call Brother Mike and ask him if you can put the words praise God on the marquee. I said, I ain't calling Mike. I said, that's a brilliant idea. I'm going to do it. And so I was going to sneak into the church and get the letters. And Brother Mike was there in the office. The door was closed. I thought, well, maybe I could sneak in and sneak out. Nope. He found me. He seen me with a bunch of letters in my arms. And finally I had to say, you know, I'm going to put praise God on your marquee. I just didn't want to tell you. I was wanting to be a surprise. And he was happy about it. And, we teased about how poorly I sneak around when I'm trying to do it with the person right there. But he sent me a text later saying that the family had seen the marquee with the sign praise God on it. And they really liked it. So I thought, oh, that's cool. So Tom came up with a really good idea. I executed. And we got it done. And no, this is not going to turn into a religious podcast. This is the stuff that's been happening lately. This is this grandma's life, and this is what's been going on. But that's all I got today, guys. I want to tell you about with my income producing activity, as usual, it's the fold card. That's just been a really cool thing for me. I like it. It's not costing me anything. It's a prepaid debit card. And when I fill up at the gas pump, I use a debit card. A lot of people use it a lot more intelligently than I do. Like you get extra satoshis if you buy gift cards from different companies. It's got a whole list of different companies that you can buy stuff from. And then you get extra satoshis for buying through those companies. I don't do all that. I don't spend all the mental energy and all that other stuff. I don't buy that much stuff anyway. And as a general rule, I do buy groceries. I do buy fuel and things like that. So I put a certain amount of money on that, and then I get to spin the wheel and see how many satoshis. You can do just the straight get 1% for of satoshis, but I like to spin the wheel. Most of us do, and so that's a pretty good thing. Also, if you use the link below to get yourself a phone card, I will also get some extra satoshis from that too. So it's pretty cool. It's really neat. And so that's my income producing activity for the day, is telling you guys about the phone card and this the prepaid debit card, where I can be found. You know, it's grandmashomestead.farm. I still need to go on that, get on that site. My guy told me, Ken told me, he goes, I think I'm done, but I really need you to look it over and see what's going on. It's like, okay. And I haven't done it yet because I've been too busy trying to figure out too many other things. So grandmashomestead.farm is my website. I will work on getting that, and where I can work on it and get it, things done, and make it where it's a very nice workable website. I know the man has done a good job on it. I just need to do my part now. My main YouTube channel is Grandma's Homestead. That was our journey on figuring out how to make things work out here on the farm, and all the other things that happens out here. My another channel I have is called Farm Animal Life. Every once in a while, I put a camera in with the animals, and then I put a video up about that. I can be found on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, MeWe, and Twitter, all under some variation of Thesia. Thesia Ellis, Thesia Dayhoff Ellis, whatever. So check me out and get it done. And maybe you know how to get the technical support you need for Word and Excel, and I don't know, all the Microsoft stuff. I'm sure most of you guys are a lot smarter than I am and can figure it out on your own. Or you do Google Docs and stuff. I don't know. I don't know what I need to do. I'll figure it out. But you know what? I may be lame. I may be trying to take on too much by trying to figure out how to do websites and podcasts and YouTube channels and stuff at my age, but I'm living, guys. Even if it's a frustrating some life, just because I'm telling you to live until you die doesn't mean that life isn't a little frustrating. Life isn't a little bit difficult sometimes, you know. That's life, but live. It's still better than sitting on your butt and watching television every night after work. Okay. God bless, guys. We'll see you next time.